The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinus was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. The Gospel of the Lord.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. How close is God to us? This is a question that humans have been asking throughout time. Our ancient scriptures have told us for thousands of years that we are made in the image of God. But we ask ourselves, perhaps often, are we really holy enough to bear God's image? In all of our brokenness and messiness, are we holy enough for God to draw close to us? How close is God to us? Scripture tells us that when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, God is with us. Tonight we heard that the people who have walked in darkness have seen a great light. But when we walk through darkness in our own lives, when we feel despair, when we become overcome by the bad news around us, we may ask ourselves, how close is God to us really? Just over 2,000 years ago, that question was answered. A baby was born, and everything changed. God became one of us, with flesh and blood, made in our image. God burped. God pooped. God cried. God was tired and cranky and hungry and impatient. God felt all of these things. But that's not all. Because God wasn't born in a palace. God didn't choose to be born in some place comfortable or even some place ordinary. God chose to be born into a family that was displaced from their home, a family that had journeyed a long way on foot, destitute, a family that was about to flee their country for fear of their lives to Egypt. Of all the situations that God could have been born into, God chose to be born as a refugee. And because of that, God understands what it is to fear, what it is to feel alone, what it is to be worried about the next day, to persevere, to hope against all odds. 2,000 years later, there are more refugees in the world today than there ever have been. Several thousand of them in camps not so far from here, just outside of the town of Tijuana. That is where Christ is born. Our Savior, the mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And because that is where Christ is born, God understands what messy life is like. God understands all of our humanity, all of our frustrations and our fears and our shortcomings. And by becoming one of us, God has made all of that holy somehow. How close is God to us? God is right here. God has never left us. God will never give up on us. God has never, ever stopped trying to get through to us, all of us. You, me, those who suffer, all refugees in the world. We each are known. We are accepted. We are made holy. We are beautiful. We are loved. Saint Augustine once said, "God is more intimate to me than I am to myself." No matter how alone we feel, no matter how scared we might become, how helpless or hopeless we might feel from time to time, God is with us. And that means that all of the strength, all of the love, all of the patience in the entire universe is with us too. We don't have to search for it. We don't have to try to find God, because God is closer to us than we are to ourselves. And I know it doesn't always feel that way. I know that we can get caught up in our lives. We can feel overwhelmed by the news around us. We can feel overwhelmed and alone. Sometimes we get stuck in that spiral question, why? Why is this happening? The question doesn't provide us with much answers. In fact, it leads us sometimes to begin to wonder, is God really with us? Is God really here at all? And in those moments, we can remind ourselves to practice that God is in fact with us. It's not something that is so obvious to us, so we can tell ourselves again and again, God is with us. It gets easier with practice, just like anything that we find important, anything that we want to become good at. With each time we practice, it becomes just a little bit easier. We practice by asking God to give us strength, to give us patience, to make us aware of God's presence, to give us courage and hope. And these are the kind of questions that God always answers. It might not feel like it at first. It may take some time, but God will always answer. Just keep asking. Reverend Rachel and I, in the last few weeks, each have had a chance to visit the refugee camps in Tijuana, to meet people, to talk with them, and to hear their stories. I spoke with a woman named Rosario. She told me about the difficult journey she had made by foot all the way from Central America, about the rain and the cold. But tears only started in her eyes when she spoke about someone that she was separated from, someone who she didn't know where they were. I asked her if she had hope that she might see this person again. And immediately the tears cleared from her eyes, and her voice became certain and strong. She wrapped her hand around the cross around her neck, and she said, "My hope is in Christ." The name Rosario means rosary, and the rosary that she wore around her neck was a constant reminder to her that God was with her. She could hold on to it in a very real and tangible way whenever it was that she needed to be reminded. For Rosario and for each one of us, the eternal and everlasting and unending hope of Christ is with us in our very hearts. Emmanuel. God with us. There is nothing that can separate us from the love of Christ. There is nothing that we can do, nothing that can be done to us, no thought that we can have, no experience that we can have that can possibly separate us from the love of God in Christ. Nothing that can take away that love, that hope, and that strength that is within our very hearts. So tonight, I'm going to ask you to practice something. At some point during this service tonight, I want you to practice remembering that God's presence is with you. So at any point, whether it's when you're praying or when you're waiting for communion or when you're singing Silent Night, I want you to take your hand and place it over your heart and think to yourself, God is closer to me than I am to myself. God is closer to me than I am to myself. And sit with that thought. See what it feels like. Remember it. Hold on to it. So, what are we to do with this knowledge, with this experience that God's love and presence is always with us? How shall we spend this endless quantity of love and hope that is within us? Because it's not meant to be something just for us, something to hold on to. God's love and hope within us exists in order that we might spend it, that we might share it with others, that we might pour it out into the world. And you know what happens when we do that? It increases. The more that we spend it, the more that we feel it. And the more that we feel it, the more of it we have to share with others. It goes on and on and on. Sisters and brothers, our hope is in Christ. Christ who is born this night in our hearts, who is closer and more intimate to us than we are to ourselves, who loves us endlessly, and who gives us strength for every journey that we have to face. Amen.